So what time did you get in today? You're playing
Oh, dude, I don't know. It's like 11:30 Amsterdam time.
It is?
What time is it?
4:20.
Nice. Dude, it's always what
it is. Let's get... A lady with a lot of green on just brought in a lot of dogs.
It's St. Patrick's Day, don't you know?
Yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day.
I actually went home and put on green.
Nice.
I went to work and everybody was trying to pinch me.
What? You get pinched at work?
I didn't quite get pinched because I played the green eyes card, but...
Oh, how do you play the green eyes card?
I have green eyes. You can't pinch me.
Yeah. That's like your permanent excuse for not, like...
For forgetting this holiday that I'm completely unaffiliated with.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do with unaffiliated holidays? Like, do you just blow them off, right?
I just completely forget, unless I want to take, like, a day off work, you know? Yep. In which case, I'm having a big party, quote-unquote.
But I think everyone on... I don't celebrate Kwanzaa or anything, but if it's Kwanzaa, like, maybe I should celebrate.
I celebrate, like, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, where it's just you take some time off at the end of the year and you give people stuff, and they give you stuff.
Let me just fire up this bomb here. Where are you from, Russia?
I'm from Russia, but I'm a Russian Jew, so we're, like, a subset of the population. And we were, like, religiously persecuted or whatever, so we all cut out starting in the
90s. Not all Russians are Jews, though, right?
No, like, a small percentage of the population.
You'd say, like, what percentage?
Well, now, none. No. Well, now it's about, I don't know, less than 1% probably.
Now that...
Most of us are over
banned? Is it banned in Russia?
No, not anymore. Well, no, Russia's, like, here now, where it's all capitalism and it's freedom of religion, supposedly, and all that, but...
Do you still have family back there?
I do. I actually just found out I have a little sister. My birth dad is over there, who just sent me the first letter ever.
You just found out?
Yeah, like, I found out 2 days.
You had no idea you had
no
a little
idea.
Sister.
And I got the letter from her yesterday, and she looks just like my older sister, which is so funny.
And what's the age difference?
I'm, like, 13 years older. So I'm older than her than she is old total.
Wow.
She's 12.
Well, you're not far, I guess. We're in Amsterdam. How far is Russia from here? Like,
oh, my God.
She could probably hear you. So if you had any kind of message for her, like, do you speak Russian?
I do, yeah. Not as well as I could, but probably better than you.
Your parents spoke Russian? Like,
well, I'm from there. I was born there. So.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of had to.
Yeah, until what age?
I moved to America when I was 8.
Okay.
Woo! You see that, dude?
Yeah, dude.
That guy jumped off the table. That was sick.
Like a Daffy. That's what, dude, we should call him Daffy.
Daffy!
There you go, Daffy! Aw, dude. Someone's gotta get him off the espresso drinks. You know? If he's gonna fuck himself up, to be honest with you.
I think he did when he. Oh, fuck.
No, he's functioning. I mean, I didn't see him when he walked in here. He looks like kind of comparable to most Americans. Operating on a certain base level.
Hold on. Sing.
Do you think you'll spend any more time in Amsterdam?
Well, I wanted to get a tattoo, actually. So.
Yeah?
There's a lot of really amazing... I mean, the best tattoos in the world come from here, so...
Yeah. And the best weed.
I don't know. As a California girl, I think I'd have to kind of argue with that.
Oh,
I mean, just because it's legal here doesn't mean that it's the best, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
And I guess that they could probably import it here and everything, but I think originally it would be coming kind of from where I'm coming from. So.
No, there are some wonderful growing areas in the state of California. I think I think
my friend Bob has one in his garage, for example.
I saw in the news they busted a some kind of tanning salon.
Oh my God, I wonder if it was the one I worked at.
Well, they said there was only one tanning bed and the rest were hydroponics.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. The salon I worked at had more than one tanning bed. I'm pretty sure because they used to clean them. So.
If you walk into a tanning salon where there's one bed, like that should be a sign to pack
up. Well, you never really know what's
there.
In the other rooms. There could just be people in the other rooms because the doors are all closed. They're all like little individual rooms.
What if there was just one room and it was like, you're in room one?
And you're always in room one, right?
Yeah, it's like, I get room one all the time. Are there other rooms?
Is there room two? Yeah.
No, we just do
we just
all our filming
room.
In room one. You know, it's like, you find out they got the video cams up there. That's sketchy, dude. That's a
the
front
old, the
for
salon
something.
I worked at did have a camera, but it was only of like the hall, supposedly, and of like the front desk area.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I kind of was wary of tanning there.
How's that Hulu coming?
It's broken up. I don't have my grinder. If I lost my grinder on the trip, I had it in my bag today. They didn't even check it through customs. It's kind of tricky.
Dude, I don't want to bring up grinder through Homeland Security. That's true. Like, I think they say something like 99 out of 100 attempts to do something are successful.
Do they really say that?
Yeah, dude, it's such a joke. It's like, we're gonna nail you at the border, you know,
for weed anyway, come on.
Yeah, and why go outside? Like, why would you bring something like into the United States if you were in the United States, you know? Like, what?
Yet they have a bar at the airport where everybody gets loaded before they freaking fly.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you're in Amsterdam now. And
I am. It's really mellow here.
Is this the coolest place? Yeah. Yeah, it's just so smoky.
Kind of dark a little bit.
And pets are allowed.
I know there's so many dogs in here. One licked my feet a couple minutes ago.
Yeah. You gotta stop them from that.
Why would I want to do that? Somebody remind me.
Let me put a little lather on there for you. Have you ever been to Siberia?
I haven't. That's where all the prison camps are. That's where my birth dad was for many years. That's why I didn't meet him when I was a child.
They sent him off to Siberia?
Yeah, because they send you to like forced labor camps instead of prison.
Ouch.
I know, at least in California.
How do you say
you
ouch
in California.
Russian?
Oi.
Oi. Oh, yeah, that's the Russian Jew.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really.
The Jew in you says oi.
Yiddish.
There You know, there's one thing in life I hate, and that's metronome.
Me too, bro.
That they're so fucking consistent.
Hella consistent. Annoyingly consistent.
Dude, it's like Chinese water torture or something.
I don't know what that is.
You know where they are. We can ask,
I'm kidding. I know.
We could ask Dick Cheney. You probably know.
Fuck Dick Cheney.
He's Mr.
Duck Chick Faney.
Yeah. Dude, I saw on the news the other day, this guy was like, you know, if we have someone that hates our country and we have to dunk him in water until he thinks he's going to die, you know, to get the truth out of him, I'm all for it. And I'm a Christian, he said.
He said that?
Yeah, he was like the newscaster on the news.
There's a lot of pot smoke in here.
Yeah, there is.
This place
Maybe
is
that
cool.
guy on the news needs
hey, did
to
you see
fucking
that?
Smoke some weed.
I think they all do.
You don't think so?
Did that sound weird to everybody that wasn't Russian?
We'll throw like a little accent in there. Like, you know, what is that
accent? Okay, when you're speaking Russian, you no longer have a Russian accent. Oh my God, I can't believe somebody left their BlackBerry on. That's so rude.
I can't believe BlackBerries work in Amsterdam.
Well, I have the World Edition BlackBerry from Sprint, so it takes a SIM card, and it can actually work here.
Oh, nice. So when did you come in off the plane?
I just got here about a day and a half ago. I just kind of was looking around, you know. I went was trolling through the red light district, just kind of praising.
Yeah. Thinking about what was going through your mind in the red light district? Did it was it as sketchy as you thought?
No, I'm a big fan of legalized prostitution. Like, I think that... I think it would solve a lot of the tax issues, like the revenue issues in a lot of areas.
Oh, interesting.
My friend owns
so
a bunny ranch
like
in Vegas,
it would
and
be
it's a great business.
Like,
boost to the local economy, yeah.
Just
same thing with legalized
out.
Weed.
What's up, everybody? The Kremlin in Buckingham Palace. I want to thank Dan for letting me play his piano. Amsterdam. We're in Amsterdam, everybody. This is my Amsterdam. That's fucking great. Can you hit that joint? Play with my left hand for a moment. Oh, it's hard to concentrate. I'm not much of a pianist. It's alright. I'm good with my pianist. Oh shit, smoke in my eye. Amsterdam. I was down from New Amsterdam. Standing at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation. The black-haired flamenco dance, you know. She dances while her father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful. We all want something beautiful. I wish I was beautiful. Let me hit that joint. My mom just called with more bad news. Times are hitting hard. Dad lost his job too. I'm not surprised but saddened. Ultimately scared. They both worked 40 plus years, now monetarily impaired by a system that failed them. A projection misread. A whole lot of promise turned bankrupt instead. Hurts my head so bad, my heart tasted. I cry, but my energy's too vital to waste it. Mr. Jones and me tell each other fairy tales, and we stare at the beautiful women. She's looking at you, oh no, no, she's looking at me. Standing in the bright light, coming through in stereo, stereo. One, two, too many times we've drawn short from the straws, crept down dark halls and searched for signs on the walls. But now we have only the lessons retained from the stains that remain. The message of this song I sing. Let's find a way to prove wrong what they say, to break free from the reins that have held to this day. We have family, stronger than steel, forever for real. That's the deal. Mr. Jones and me look into the future and we stare at the beautiful woman. She's perfect for you. There's got to be somebody for me. Be creative at this point to move forward, forced to use tactics that do some seem abnormal. But why not at this point? Have we not paid our dues? Have we not been royally screwed by that man dodging shoes?
But since then, we've only gone out.
I wanna be alive. Everybody wanna pass as cats. We all wanna be big, big stars, yeah. We got different reasons for that. Believe in me, I'll believe in anything, cause I wanna be someone to believe, to believe.
No cell phones. Turn the cell phone off.
Thanks, bro.
Performance.
There's a lot of sketchy businesses in America.
There's a lot of sketchy businesses everywhere.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of sketchy stuff here, too.
I think people are just generally sketchy, like a certain percentage subset of the whole population, no matter
like
where you are.
Sketchy people suck. What percentage of the population would you say is sketchy?
Oh, God. Okay, see, the optimist in me thinks that it's about 5 to 10%.
Sketchy.
The pessimist realist in me thinks that it's closer to 45.
Oh know? My god.
Like one out of every two people you meet is like plotting something.
And does it like vary based on state, would you say? In the United States?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, dude,
no, I don't
like,
think it does. I really just think it's of the general population, not dispersed by state. Even though, actually, I take that back because New York and LA probably has more sketchy people.
Dude, have you been to Jersey?
I have not. Well, okay. If
I'm telling you, I grew up near Jersey, and that, you know, that reputation is definitely founded.
I think that they just all act like gangsters. I don't think that they're all in, like, waste management.
I, you know, even the nice people have a way of just rubbing you wrong. Like,
I think it's because they're all trying to be, like, quasi-mobster, you know,
yeah.
Tony Soprano-esque and all.
I was, like, going to the top of the Sears Tower in Chicago, and everyone's nice in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, it's a super nice city. And
I wonder if that's so called because they've all got their coffee today.
Yeah, exactly. This one woman comes, like, barging through, and she's just like, excuse me, you know, and she's, like, pushing everyone
and
around.
And she's from Jersey.
And I was like, I just have to find out if this person's from Chicago or not. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am, where are you from? And she's like, Jersey, right? Like, the one Jersey person in Chicago
had to
in an
be,
elevator
like, around you.
Had to be the asshole, you know? It's like,
I think that, I mean, there's cultural differences, I guess.
I don't know if that's cultural.
I think that everybody from Jersey is just kind of trying to live up to, like, the Sopranos and all that kind of.
Are there
monster
sketchy people
stuff.
In Russia?
Oh my God, Russia's like all sketchy.
Are
I think
serious?
That it's dispersed
like,
by country.
Everyone's
honestly,
got some kind of hustle going on.
To be purple, well, because you had to for so long because of, like, you know, the failing of the whole infrastructure and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you had anything nice when I was growing up, you were quasi sketchy. Like, my family
that's
was
the
sketchy.
Way you acquired it.
That's the way you acquired anything other than, like, one pair of shoes and, like,
oh
you know, one pair of Dickies for, like, your whole adult life. And, like,
that's all, like, you get.
Yeah, and so then if you had nicer stuff, it means that you were at least, like, doing bartering, supposedly, which was, like, against the law, so.
You were breaking the laws, but you were living large.
not by American standards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just
by those standards. Like, I had a pair of jeans when I was a child, like in elementary school, kindergarten kind of time, and that was living large. Like,
yeah,
one
that
pair.
Was at the time, though, that the jeans were kind of like outlawed, right? Like, banned.
Well, no, it's just the borders were closed, so you couldn't get anything from America or anywhere else.
It's not like if you were wearing jeans on the street, though, some policeman would come by and, like, tear them off.
Well, hopefully not, but then if he did, you could always bribe him, because that was how you standardly dealt with police.
Oh, really? You just throw out a wad of cash? What if you didn't have money on you, though? You're just like...
Well, then you give him something good that you got, or...
Like shoes?
Like, I don't know, like a watch, or a coat, or a hat, or like anything. Some sugar.
Yeah, but most of the people in America don't have like anything of value that they drive around
well,
with.
Well, they think that it's not of value. Like their GPS, their cell phone, that's all of value. Yeah. Their credit cards, their gift cards.
I'm sorry, officer, take my phone. It's an
iPhone.
You know,
their diamond stud earrings, their pearl necklaces, their Gucci handbags, whatever.
Yeah, have you ever been in that situation?
No, I left early enough and I was young enough that I didn't have to deal with that. But my parents were really, really, really freaked out about that. Like, my dad's former supervisor got assassinated right the year we left.
Oh my gosh, just like... Whacked?
Just whacked. Like a huge by the mob.
By the
like
Russian
a huge
mob.
Percentage of people got murdered and assassinated. That in 93 it was like this amazingly high rate.
That is scary.
It was like a billion or a million people or something. It was some ridiculous number.
That
thanks.
Is
thanks, yeah. History Channel.
Oh yeah, got the allergy. They bugging me and they're sneezing and I wheeze. I can't be pleased because I'm not pleasable. I'm the invincible, the decreasible. You can't make me, I'm so strange. So like a freeze with this stock I will dream. The rhyme and the rhythm and the rhyme.
I run from everything close to love. Sometimes I think too much. Think my way free. Somewhat reluctantly. I know I can be in love like I wanna be. Instead I run from you. In windmills and ivory towers, I wish that you could see what they mean to me. Guess I can't be in love like you wanna be. When the river meets the road, there's a bridge I need to find. It needs to hold the weight of a love I left behind. And when I find the bridge to the dream of love I see, I hope it leads the way to the love inside of me. I run whenever I am close to love. Inside of me.
do you want to hear the worst thing I did as a child?
What's
it was
that?
A deal, okay?
I don't know. Like, I don't know that I want to hear the worst.
It's pretty funny. Me and my sister, we took a bunch of plastic bags, like clear plastic bags, and wrapped up a bunch of like Play-Doh squares and then sealed them with a hot butter knife and told the other kids in our yard that they were gum, and then traded them for a giant jar of marbles, which was like currency back in the day.
You could have killed
someone. And then we moved that day.
You moved out of town?
We moved like across town because Moscow's huge.
Did you ever check the news? Like, did anyone die on a Play-Doh ball?
I hadn't heard of it.
Choking on
probably
a Play-Doh
more
ball?
Food. Yeah, Play-Doh's just flour, salt, and water. So it's probably more food than they were actually eating.
Yeah, but they're going to poop.
It's like it was a really nasty biscuit.
They're
like,
going to they're gonna
like English food.
They're going to poop like a fuzzy pumper barber shop. Like that fucking, you know.
And it goes bouncing because it's like Play-Doh or plastic or something. Like a rubber bouncy ball.
Yeah, he just walked
dude.
Those kids were stupid to not try the gum first.
Yeah. I mean, I'd
like,
ask questions.
Like, we were just convincing
I'd ask
it
up. If someone came up to me with a big bag of red stuff. That dog, you know,
it wasn't,
like,
dude, they were folded into perfect little squares and sealed, dude. Stupid kids.
Yeah. Those were not the smart Russians.
Yeah, those are the ones that are still there.
Hey, you got your marbles, though. Oh, see that girl grab that lighter for you?
Wow.
That was...
oh, my.
Aren't you married?
Yeah, I'm married, but... I haven't seen a tattoo like that in my life. But not necessarily the shape of the tattoo or anything, just the position.
Of her hips or her pants?
I'm trying to be diplomatic and back out of this one because I am married. But I guess the fact that we
like your wife's ever going to hear this conversation. Come on, dude.
Dude, she hears it all.